Put the key in the car, turn the ignition, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The training room of Summit City Ceramics. The room is filled with an eclectic group of job seekers, 45 to be exact. One man rumbles into his cell phone.
What is this, Freddie?
It's a good opportunity for you.
It's not an opportunity, it's a circus.
He doesn't understand why he has been sent here.
I don't understand why I've been sent here, Freddy.
It's a long-term assignment. All you have to do is make the cut.
Make the cut.
Hey, it's just a friendly little competition.
Competition?
He didn't sign up for this.
Freddy, I didn't sign up for this.
None of us did, sweetheart.
Freddy? Fred? He hung up. I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's all right. I'm Gabby. Who are you?
The man's name is Bernie Felger.
I'm Bernie Felger. You work here?
I don't know. I thought I was going to my assignment, but when I got here, I ran into this.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, either you two know what's going on here?
Our man hasn't got a clue.
I haven't got a clue.
He was told nothing before he got here.
I was told nothing before I got here. I was instructed to show up here at 7:45.
Me too.
Typical. They don't bother telling us the details.
We're just not important enough to keep in the loop.
But Bernie Felger has gotten used to this sort of thing.
I guess I've just gotten used to this sort of thing.
It's his lot in life, it seems.
It's my lot in life, it seems.
His is just to do and die.
Mine is just to do and die.
Well, I'm tired of being treated like a pawn, man, being shoved across the chessboard.
You're not a pawn. It just feels that way.
The truth is, they are much more than they believe they are.
The truth is, you, me, all of us are much more than we believe we are.
They are vital to the perpetuality of corporate America.
We are vital to the perpetuality of corporate America.
Perpetuality, is that even a word?
They are all temps.
We are all temps.
This is their story.
The Temp, a Double M production starring Michael Wilhelm as The Temp, also starring Lorraine Knox as Penelope, and featuring Larry Bauer, Teresa Bauer, Nate Chen, Michelle King, Scott Kump, Stacy Custer, Jaden Moore, Megan Spieth, and Todd Stazak. Today's episode, Temp Games.
What agency are you with?
Sure Temps.
Never heard of him. What about you? Who are you with?
People Power.
I'm with People Power. Who's your contact there?
Zane Dorfman.
Zane Dorfman is my contact. Oh, I can't believe he would do this.
Do what?
Send two of his temps to compete for the same job.
What's the matter? Can't handle a little competition, sister?
Oh, you don't want to take me on and I'm not your sister.
Oh, step back. I don't want to have to hurt you.
Okay, everyone. My name is Sonia Tuffelman. I want to thank you all for coming. Now, on the table in front of you, there is a drug test kit. Please tear it open now. Now, take out the cotton swab and rub the cotton end on the inside of your cheek. You three may leave.
What? Why?
You three put the swab up your nose.
So what? You still get a sample for the drug test.
And you, sir, put it in your ear. You may leave as well.
Isn't that kind of harsh?
Not at all. They did not follow directions. I won't work with anyone who will not follow directions. Thank you for coming.
Whoa.
Put the swabs in the plastic vial of liquid and swish it around. All right, has anyone's liquid turned red?
Me. I did.
You may leave.
What does it mean if it turns blue?
You're pregnant.
Oh my gosh! I gotta go tell my husband!
Did everyone else's fluid stay clear?
Yeah.
Very good. Now everyone, turn to the computer in front of you, and you will see a typing test set up on the screen. Please enter your name and temp number.
Test? Why are we being tested? We're temps. I mean, we took our test at our prospective agent's office. That's how we got qualified for our assignments.
This is a special temp job. It's a long-term assignment for several years.
You mean temp to hire?
No, it's a long-term temp assignment.
Well, I'm out, Danny.
Me too.
I'm out of here.
this keeps up, you're not going to have anyone left.
I only have 7 positions and 45 applicants. I've got to whittle it down. The rest of you, turn to your computers and begin typing when I blow the whistle.
Honey, is that you? Sweetheart? Bernie? Oh, Bernie, why are you all...
It's an initiation.
Why is your tie around your head?
It's a sweatband.
And you have... What is that? White out and magic marker on your face?
War paint.
War paint. What kind of job are you on?
None yet.
You're not on an assignment?
Well, not yet. I have to prove myself worthy.
Prove yourself worthy?
I must hone all of my wits and cunning to crushing the enemy.
Are they paying you for this?
Well, I'm not working yet. I need to complete the initiation.
Here, sit down. Let me see if I can get that stuff off your face. Take that tie off your head.
Oh, okay.
Now, tell me what went on at work today and why you're not getting paid yet.
Well, I thought it was pretty silly myself.
So it's not just me.
But then I started to really get into it. I was driven to challenge myself, to see how strong I could be.
Well, sweetheart, anyone can be brave wearing whiteout and marker on their face.
You laugh, but you know not what I am made of.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Ow, not so hard.
I'm sorry, it's not coming off. What kind of marker is this?
Well, it's dry marker. It should come right off.
I don't think it is. This is permanent ink.
The Doss tribe. This is their doing. The weasels.
Just tell me what went on.
All right. Well, they had us do a few preliminary tests to weed out the weak ones, you know. Typing relays, math aptitude contests, that sort of thing. Strangely enough, I made the cut. I honestly didn't realize I had it in me.
The mouse that roared.
See, there are only 7 positions available and 45 people applied.
Are these permanent positions with the company?
No, they're permanent temp positions.
You do realize that's an oxymoron, don't you?
Well, anyway, we got back from lunch, and they divided us into tribes.
Tribes?
Yeah. We were the pituitary tribe.
Pituitary tribe.
The pituitary is the master gland of the body, you know.
So I've heard.
So then we had to outsmart the other tribes in order to fill the position. It got pretty intense.
So who won?
Well, no one yet. We go into day 2 tomorrow.
Good morning, tribes. Today we are going to start off dealing with office etiquette. This mannequin represents a fellow worker in your department. I need a volunteer from each tribe to come forward.
Go on. You're our leader.
Oh, no. May I remind you, the leaders always stay back.
But the leaders who volunteer are an inspiration to all.
Go on, inspire me.
What about either one of you?
That's why we voted you as leader.
Traitors. Hey, you there. What about you? Oh, don't just shake your head and mumble. Speak up, man.
Face it. You're it, Ace. Here, Sonya, Mr. Felger is our volunteer.
Great. Now get over here.
What? But I'll get you for this.
Now, each one of you are going to approach this fellow worker in order to get them to finalize the report you need to get done. You are each allotted 3 strikes. We'll start with Corey.
What's its name?
Pat Peterson.
Hey, Pat, you want to do me a favor?
Strike 1. You were too familiar with your approach. Plus, you touched him. No physical contact is permitted.
Excuse me, Pat. I need some help.
Strike 2. You're not using proper business etiquette.
Pat, do you have a moment?
Strike 3, you're out! You didn't use any title to address him. Next tribe.
Here, I'll go.
All right, go.
Mr. Peterson, may I speak with you a moment?
Strike 1, you didn't use the correct title in addressing him.
Excuse me, Miss Peterson, if I could have a word.
Strike 2. This is not a gender issue, it's a title issue.
It's not what? Oh, okay. Excuse me, fellow worker who sits in the cubicle next to mine. I know that you are busy tabulating cost percentages for the fiscal year, but could you spare some time to...
Strike three, you're out!
What was wrong with that?
You used too long of a title. Next tribe.
That's the dumbest thing.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Look, I need some help. Can I count on you? That's really an annoying whistle.
Strike one, you didn't follow any business protocol at all.
You know what? Forget it. I don't need their help. I'll do the job myself. Now what?
That was the correct answer. Never pass your responsibility on to others. That's a win for the pituitary tribe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're the master gland.
Now, you may banish one member of each opposing tribe.
Banish?
Send them home.
What, like tell them to get lost?
Yes.
Oh, help me out here, gang.
All right, how about the two people you beat out?
Yeah, that's good. I picked the two people that I beat.
Okay, you are dismissed.
I'm going straight to the State Employment Board. I'm reporting this nut house.
You.
Huh? Me?
I never forget a face, and I will certainly remember yours.
I'm flattered.
All right, people, listen up. Each tribe will need to have someone climb up their rope and reach the platform above. They will need to get a box of ink cartridges from the platform and bring it back to your tribe. The tribe will then need to insert the cartridges into their printer and print off the company newsletter. All right, the first tribe to achieve this will be given the opportunity to banish one person from each opposing tribe. On your marks, get set.
Okay, Gabby, you go on ahead.
Oh, you are not getting me up there. I am terrified of heights.
Max?
Not me. I have this weird skin condition. I am excessively oily. I can't grip anything, and when I'm stressed, it's even worse. Like right now, look at my balls.
Oh, Lord, that's so gross.
Hey, Mumbles, what do you say? Now's your time to shine.
What about you?
Take that as a no.
What about you?
Me? I just went. It's someone else's turn.
You're the leader. You can go as often as you want.
I've already gone as often as I care to, thank you.
It's a chance to show off.
I don't need to show off. Besides, I can't do it.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I have no upper body strength. I can barely do 5 push-ups. I'll only get about 2 feet up and I'll just drop off.
You wrap the rope around your foot and use it to hoist yourself up.
You speak as though I had some form of coordination.
You don't?
No, I don't. I once was sent to the hospital for getting entangled with a garden hose.
Well, we better do something. One of the other tribes have their ink already.
We ain't gonna beat them, honey.
No, wait. Their computer went offline. They need to reboot. That gives us time.
Yeah, well, that other tribe is at the top. She almost has the box of ink.
Quick. Give me that stapler.
Here, why?
This is why.
You threw that stapler and knocked the ink box right out of her hand, man.
Grab it. That was incredible.
High school girls softball champions, 3 years running.
That is great.
Max, get the document set up on the computer while I insert the ink.
Okay, the pituitary tribe is once again the winner. Let the banishment begin.
Sweet.
Okay, Gabby, you do it this time.
Okay. We banish him.
You don't know who you're messing with.
And her.
No, please, I must see my babies.
Babies? She has babies?
Be strong, baby girl.
But they're babies with no food. We can't send her out with no job. But babies.
Get a grip. You're supposed to be leading us to victory.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Now we move on to the coffee derby.
Coffee derby?
Each team, line up beside a coffee maker. Your goal is to make coffee, load up your cart, and take it around to all the offices throughout the building, delivering fresh brewed coffee to as many people as possible. The tribe that delivers the most coffee may banish members of the other tribe.
All right now, Max, you take you and you. You play offense, stop the other tribes from getting ahead. Head them off the pass. Gabby, you take the defense.
Okay.
You go two with her and protect the rest of us.
Okay.
Keep them out of our way. And I'm going to take Mumbles,
okay,
and we'll brew the coffee and we'll make the deliveries, okay? On three.
One, two,
go the losers!
Get out of my way!
Here we go.
Ouch!
Sorry, sweetie, but your back is all black and blue. I've got to work the Savin so it'll ease the pain. Oh my, does this hurt? The back of your neck is all bruised and there's blistering all around it.
That's where I got hit with a flying cup of coffee.
What happened?
Well, we were doing the coffee derby.
The coffee derby?
Yeah, I know it sounds simple.
No, it actually doesn't sound simple.
Well, we were supposed to take our coffee carts and deliver coffee to the whole building.
Okay.
Yeah, but it turned dark roast right away. I mean, there was screaming and fighting and flying coffee. And, well, anyway, I got a cup of scalding hot coffee thrown at me.
That had to hurt.
Well, the two other tribes got both of their carts on the same elevator, and by the time they got to their floor, they totally destroyed each other.
How awful.
Yeah, it was a service elevator with the walls padded, but it was completely trashed. I mean, they actually had to bring a hazmat team in and clean up the debris.
Well, it's only coffee. How hazardous can it be?
In the wrong hands, it can be deadly.
I don't believe this. What kind of a job is this where people paint their faces, throw coffee, and beat each other up for it?
It's day shift.
Oh. But what is the job? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've said nothing directly about the kind of work it is.
Do you know how much it pays?
No.
Then you're wasting your time.
Oh, not at all. It's been cathartic.
Cathartic?
That's right. I mean, because, you know, this week I have learned that I am a lot tougher than I thought. Oh, that's a little sore there.
Sorry.
And you know what? I have great leadership qualities.
Uh-huh.
Really, I do. I mean, it's been recessive, I'll admit, but truth be told, I can assert myself when the situation calls for it.
This coming from the man who was thrown out of an aggression seminar.
I wasn't thrown out, I quit.
And why was that?
Because they kept beating me up.
They were trying to get you to defend yourself.
Well, you'll be happy to know I can defend myself. I found my inner beast.
Come on, pussycat. Let me get you a saucer of milk.
Now cut it out, honey. You'd have been proud of me the way that I held my own, barked orders at my tribe, banished the dissenters.
Banished the dissenters?
Well, at first it was hard for me to banish anyone because I could see why they wanted or needed the position, but I learned to disassociate myself.
Disassociate from what?
From the needs of others.
Oh, like compassion, benevolence, and kindness?
None of which advances the cause. I need to focus strictly on the goal at hand. I had to make the tough decisions and lead my tribe to victory.
So is it over now? Do you start getting paid?
Tomorrow is Friday, day 5, the ultimate challenge.
Your little pituitary tribe is still in the running?
Oh no, we dismantled the tribe system. Tomorrow, the purging begins. Everyone for themselves. There are 9 remaining contestants and only 7 positions. The 2 weakest will be permanently banished, and the remaining 7 will march on to victory and the security of a long-term assignment.
There are other jobs out there.
Yeah, I know. But this is a coming-of-age moment for me.
You're old enough. You don't need to come of age anymore.
Well, tomorrow should show everyone what kind of stuff I'm truly made of.
5 George Friday, 496 Broadway between Broome and Spring. Step 4.
All right, so now there are 8 of you left and 7 positions open. We will now enter the last stage of the course to drum out the weakest among you.
Well, shouldn't we take a moment of silence for our fallen comrade?
He's only passed out. He's not dead.
Yeah, but still.
Is this a show of weakness?
Well, I don't think so.
I have great hopes for you, Felger. Don't let me down.
No, I won't.
All right, everyone. Let's move on into the Roman arena.
Where did all these people come from?
From the Renta people.
Of course, how silly of me.
Okay, this is your final trial. There are 7 openings available and 8 of you. In order for the positions to be filled, one of you needs to go.
Go where?
That is entirely up to you. In this forum, you will find supply cabinets, desks, and vertical files all stocked to the gills with every type of office implement, each of which can be used as some form of weaponry.
Yeah. Weaponry? Offensive or defensive?
That depends on how badly you want the job.
I want it! I want it! I want it! I want it!
Excellent!
Hey, ow! Put that broom handle down! All right, feel the wrath of my mighty mop handle!
Oh! Stop licking Bush, visit me! I will deflect them with his desk nail in it, and as I shove this office chair at you, wrong man!
Pull my hair, will you? I'll scratch your face up!
It was a madhouse. Fighting and shouting and office supplies being recklessly abused.
I don't believe it.
Believe it, sweetheart. It was cutthroat. I accidentally stepped in a mop bucket and tripped onto the floor. I thought I was a goner. No, I got a roll. You missed me. Now I'm going to grab this computer mouse and throw it so that it wraps around your ankle and I'll pull apart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so who lost?
Well, actually, we were interrupted.
Yeah? What? Very well. I understand.
What happened?
Who lost?
I'm afraid the competition is over.
You
may all go.
What?
What are you saying?
The positions have been filled. Thank you for your time.
Filled? By who?
The ones who had it before.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Who got the jobs?
The people who were fired from the company.
I don't get it.
Summit City Ceramics had fired 8 of their regular employees and were going to replace them with temps because they were cheaper. Well, the Ceramic and Allied Trade Union filed suit against the company and told them to rehire the regulars and get rid of the temps.
Wow. How did that go down?
Not good. The temps rose up and became an angry mob.
Sonia! 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 Sonia!
I jumped between Sonia and the crowd, and Sonia, I used the most authoritative voice that I could come up with to stop them.
Sonia!
People!
Sonia.
People! People, you gotta stop! This isn't the answer!
You used Charlie the Tuna as a voice of authority?
No, not Charlie the Tuna, Captain Kirk.
That doesn't sound anything like Captain Kirk.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound like Charlie the Tuna. Charlie the Tuna sounds like this. Hey there, stockist. I have good taste.
That's not Charlie the Tuna. That's Yogi Bear.
No, it's... Oh, yeah, it is. I guess I can't do Charlie the Tuna, which proves that I wasn't doing Charlie the Tuna. I was doing Captain Kirk.
Well, anyway, what happened?
Well, I told them. I know this isn't fair. Most things in life aren't fair. But you and I, we have to be better than our circumstances.
Why are you talking funny?
Yeah, what's the deal about that?
Don't just listen to my voice, but hear me! Violence is never the answer. We must promote peace. We are but a small band of brothers and sisters. This is true. But we can change the world, starting right here, by choosing peace.
You may leave your security badges at the front desk when you leave.
So, what happened?
Well, they chased Sonia into the janitor's closet where she called security on her cell phone and had all of us thrown off the property.
I don't blame them being so mad. I mean, they spent a whole week and didn't get paid for any of it. And then they never got the job they were promised.
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
Yeah. But there's never an excuse for mob violence.
I'll admit, I was scared, but I was defending someone else. You know, I found more courage in protecting Sonia than I did trying to win the battle.
Captain Kirk would have been proud, honey.
Really? You think so?
He just wouldn't have appreciated your imitation of him.
A job is only temporary. Humanity will go on and on.
Okay, that's enough.
You know something else I learned?
What's that?
There really is a dark side to being a temp.
Human beings as a whole are a motley bunch, full of flawed character traits that can show up in anything they do. Every situation presents them with dozens of choices that can heal or hurt, create or destroy. It is determined by the nature of each individual person which they will choose. This is an undeniable quality found in everyone from the highest executive to the most humble temp.
The Temp was written by Michael Wilhelm, directed by Lorraine Knox, engineered and produced by Scott Kump. In the cast, you heard Michael Wilhelm as Bernie, Larry Bauer as the narrator, Scott Kump as the announcer and Frederick, Michelle King as Gabby, Jaden Moore as Max, Stacy Custer as Sonia, Todd Stazak as Ted and Mumbles, Nate Chen as Biff and Brandon, Teresa Bauer as Corey, Megan Spieth as various mothers, and Lorraine Knox as Penelope. Live sound effects performed by Ethan Plum, Callie Swanigan, and Josette Wilhelm. This has been a Double M production in affiliation with All for One Productions in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The Temp was recorded before a live audience.
Hello, this is Michael Wilhelm, stepping out from behind a curtain, not to take a bow, but to ask a favor. If you enjoyed this episode of The Temp as much as we enjoyed performing it, would you do us a great favor and rate our show on whatever platform you happen to be listening to it on? Your rating will actually help us to move up the rankings of that particular platform, making us more visible to people who haven't discovered us yet. And that would be a great help in getting the word out. Also, if you really want to do us a big favor, could you write a little review of what you thought? This might also help people, encourage them to check us out, listen to the program, and have the fun that you've just discovered. Anyway, whatever effort that you do to promote The Temp, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell. That's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad.
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, a salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-4...
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it. Because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, Corona.
An illness history is not for me. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, Corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye. Woo. Bye, Corona.
Fly, Corona.
Captain Bly. Corona.
What?
Pumpkin pie, Corona.
Now, wait a minute.
Emerald rye, Corona.
Guys.
Goodbye, Corona. Good riddance.